Next up on Express Yourself, I am joined by activist and musician Gabrielle Luis and filmmaker Naropa Sabine from Paonia, Colorado. Gabrielle's most recent album, If the Static Clears, climbed to number 6 on the National Music Chart for Contemporary Folk Music, and she has just released a new single accompanied by a music video called Industry. Industry tells the story of Paonia's small-town fight to preserve the North Fork Valley. So would you like to introduce Industry to our listeners before we give the song a listen?
I conceived of the piece about a year ago, but coincidentally, while we were working on the music video for the piece, a lot of news started coming in that was relevant to its content. And it's essentially an anti-fracking protest song. I set out to write it as a gift to our local organization, nonprofit that fights fracking in Paonia. They're called Citizens for a Healthy Community. So it was about a year in process. But the video itself took about 10 days, and I called Naropa on board to help me, and we worked pretty efficiently, and we were very, very excited to release it a few days ago.
Was there always a plan to have a music video accompany the song?
Yeah, I always wanted it to be animated. I felt like it was the right aesthetic for the kind of jagged and difficult material, difficult content. So I didn't want to have like beautiful footage. I wanted, we ended up collage animating the video. So, you know, there's torn pieces of paper and this feeling of disjunct transitions between the frames. And I thought that that was a better metaphor for the content.
Right. And also that the beauty that is in the video, which is the beauty of the landscapes of Colorado and the small farms and the people, is contrasted against what happens in the video, which is we see firsthand the ravages of oil and gas development, unchecked, unregulated oil and gas development. So, it came together really quickly, actually. She had this, and back to the song, it's a protest song. It's also just a great hook. Like, there's a lot of protest songs that they get a, they have the intention, they have the heart, but they don't have a groove. And I do have to say, people hear the song, and it's been in my head, obviously, probably from the exhaustive work process, but it's a great song, too. It's a song I feel that has a lot of reach, and a lot of different organizations across the country have already picked it up because it has an anthemic quality.
Yeah, we've been really grateful. Lots of different sections of the Sierra Club have shared it, and 360.org. And so the intention of giving it as a gift to people that are really working around the clock to protect our natural resources has seemed to come to fruition, and those people seem to be using it to speak.
And what happened that made you feel like you needed to get this out in 10 days and put in all the work to produce the music video and have it released as soon as possible?
Well, you know, initially it was like crunch time because of the vote coming up. And it was meant to be a platform to talk about Paonia's fight, but also like to coincide and kind of dovetail with this idea of voting yes on 112. Mm-hmm. But I had no idea, neither one of us had any idea about the news that would break while we were working on it, which for me in particular was very relevant because some of it pertained to literally land behind my house. A couple of hunters were walking around and discovered that they had already begun, Gunnison Energy had already begun seismic testing or plans to seismic mapping, which is plans for seismic testing, which is basically phase one of fracking the lands about 5 miles behind where I live. So that really put a fire under the rocket for us when that happened. And then just a few days later, Naropa will fill you in.
That, I think that was part of the realities that were sort of coming home, which is also in being involved in 112, we also came face to face with the fact that 112, which is a fabulous bit of legislation, and thank God it's on the books, and Colorado will again have an opportunity to speak. The people have a platform, but it's specific to private land and state. So what happens with our situation and much of Colorado, which was put on the auction block, 230,000 acres roughly are coming up shortly in this December lease sale, is these are federal lands. It's BLM, and those regulations that 112 would put into place don't affect federal policy. So in fact, there is could be said that if 112 passes, it's going to put even more pressure for rural Colorado or for anyone that lives adjacent to BLM or Forest Service lands. They're going to feel the pressure of people then come doubling down on those lands to frack and to develop. So it's an interesting, it's like two steps forward, two steps back.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we still felt like we had a consensus, though, that it was important to make a statement, like a philosophical statement with 112 in terms of our position.
Oh, for sure.
But either way, we set out with the video to time it with that and also to tell the story, to tell Paonia's story, to just the story of the beautiful place that we live and why we love it and why we wouldn't want to see anything about our quality of life be compromised.
Go ahead.
Well, speaking of that quality of Paonia, I think the video does it really well with these sort of washed out photos of families and community together. And I understand that a lot of the people in the video are also friends of yours.
Oh, yeah. It's everyone got a kick out of our final cut. And it was also a call to arms, so to speak, of like, you know, you're a part of this community. People are looking for avenues to be able to be heard. And I think Paonia specifically is such a perfect kind of representation of these issues in a broader American sense, because Paonia is a small American town that, you know, it's a rural town. It's one of the, what is it, the only wine region recognized?
Yeah, one of the only federally recognized wine regions in Colorado, right. Or the only. Yeah.
So it's somewhere between Norman Rockwell and David Lynch is how I think of Paonia. But we wanted that quality in the video to reflect the fact that on a certain level, it's specific to Paonia, but it's also just small town America and the fights that many places are having with these issues internationally and nationally. And we've already gotten such a flood of response on both those fronts from people across this country and also internationally
Had groups in England and Australia share the video and say, you know, we're up against this here and this speaks to us here. Like, would you mind if we used this also in our fight? Like, absolutely, of course, you know. Mm-hmm. So that was really wonderful.
What was the process of coming up with how to execute the video? It is stop motion and finding the right colors, making it what you wanted it to be.
Well, you know, initially I was thinking, and in retrospect, this is such a horrible idea, but initially I was thinking I was going to make it stop motion watercolor because I'm a watercolorist. And it would have just been a failure. It would have been the wrong palette, first of all. You know, it would have been very friendly and kind of light.
It would have taken more than 10 days.
And it would also have taken much longer than 10 days. So stop motion collage seemed a little bit more appropriate. And, you know, once I started and I roped Naropa into joining me in this project, it really just began. It was like I was printing out hundreds and hundreds of photographs from the public library and tearing them and just like very incrementally moving the torn pieces to create the story and then taking photographs of each still. And as we worked, you know, the mound of paper growing underneath the table grew higher and higher until I was like threatening to touch the bottom of the table. Yeah. Right.
And interestingly enough, the process was incredibly organic. And I have to say one of the best working relationships I've had in terms of Gabrielle is really strong in her ideas and her aesthetics, and I am too. So we would both say, okay, this is what we want. And then we sort of would meet in the middle and tussle. But it wasn't an argument per se. It was like an acknowledgement of it was in service of the material. And I think we were really adept at putting our own egos out of the way. And that being said, like, it was interesting. We didn't know where it was going. So it was kind of a discovery process as well. The narrative developed as we worked. Yes. So it was like, we need this, we need this image. We need this image. We need these people. There was a rough skeleton, but it was in the process that suddenly it was like, okay, how does this work with the song? Where does it turn?
Yeah, particularly the point where the community reclaims its kind of cleanliness, you know, and the industrial elements are removed from the landscape and you see the landscape clean again. And we discovered kind of as we worked, oh, that needs to happen. People need to see the victory. They need to visualize the victory.
And also that, I think, speaks to, Gabby was mentioning, like, I think her aesthetic is can be softer, so to speak. And I basically really lobbied for this is this is a very controversial and difficult issue, and we need the aesthetic to reference that. And not only the torn paper, but in her attitude in the song and in bringing shocking imagery to play so that it pushes back against the beauty of the landscape and actually what's at stake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Noropo was really good at introducing confrontational colors into the video and a confrontational attitude in my own my own parts in the video. Initially, I didn't want to be in the video, and he kind of insisted that I be in the video and that I be a little angrier than maybe I'm naturally inclined to be.
Is this the first activism song that you've written?
No, you know, I have kind of a long history in my career of wanting to use my music to speak to causes that I care about. So pretty early on, I wrote a theme song to save the Arkansas River. There was incidents there where tail minings from silver mines weren't being properly tended to, and there was fear that they would spill into the river and ruin tourism in the Arkansas River Valley. So I wrote a theme song for that right outside of college, and then that kind of launched me into a period of time where I was touring with waste vegetable oil in my tour vehicles and going around the country to Alaska and back. And we're very proud to say that we gave Shell Oil none of our profits from any of the shows, you know, but we were just... it was great to like cross the country and not stop at a gas station, you know. So we were carbon neutral for that period of time when I was touring. And then put together this kind of Chautauqua touring production, which was like essentially a musical that interviewed CSAs and talked about biofuels since we were using them at the time, but with a platform of like multimedia. So we had poetry and we had a stand-up philosopher in the show and, of course, lots of original music and, and tried to give a voice to the resources in each community that we visited. So, and then that launched me into a current project that I'm working on, which is called the Made for Something More project. And it's similar. It dedicates songs, original material, to nonprofits working in causes I care about. And so the first production of that was about a year ago. And that was when I started writing the song industry. And I basically elected 10 local nonprofits doing work that was important to me, that I loved, that I wanted to applaud, and wrote original songs and presented them in one evening that was sort of a fundraiser for all the nonprofits. And before each song, we would read the mission statement of the nonprofit and have them stand for applause and recognition. And so that felt really good. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And so do you feel like it just comes to you through your passion for these subjects? The words appear?
Well, you know, as a creative person, it's wonderful to have bumpers because there's so much you could, it's almost easier to express yourself if you have a limitation at play, you know, like especially with a time limit. Actually, that really worked in our favor here, but with content as well. So it was really fun for me to say like, okay, what do I care about? I care about caring for our vets. You know, I care about our environment. I care about community. One of the songs that I wrote for the nonprofit show talked about, we dedicated it to a little help, and it just talked about intergenerational relationships and how important those are, you know, and So those kinds of bumpers are really productive, I think.
Mm-hmm. On November 5th, there is an emergency protest planned. This is in Lakewood, and it's for this decision by the BLM to go ahead with selling a lot of parcels in their December lease sale, despite this shortened comment period all throughout, and despite Governor John Hickenlooper, Senator Michael Bennett, and many other prominent people stepping in and asking them not to go ahead with it.
And a huge amount of public comment that
previously,
And also should be mentioned that these leases have been deferred. We've fought this battle before and had these leases deferred. It just is a never-ending cycle of fighting the development that keeps pushing and pushing and pushing. It's sort of relentless. It's exhausting. We were talking about some friends of Gabby's who've just been in this fight for literally decades, and them talking about just being tired in their soul. And there's, you know, there's the victories that come, but the point is there's so much money and greed at play, and generally it's by companies and people that don't live in a place where they see the results
firsthand. Yeah, they'll experience none of the negative repercussions of the drilling that's happening. And it's only going to be the citizens in the town that pay the price.
And ultimately, the world at large, we're not even necessarily diving headfirst into the questions around global warming and energy policy overall and alternative energy development, which, you know, is something that should be reckoned with on the broader scale. And there's part of this that's so egregious is, you know, these leases that are remaining on the auction block, some of them are actually alongside our reservoir in size in areas that have been proven to be unstable.
Right.
There's rock fall up there all the time. The road is closed. You know, it's, there's always a question before you go to Denver, you check to see if the road has been closed from unstable rock slide.
Right.
And the leases are literally proposing fracking alongside the Paonia Reservoir and in areas where it's headwaters for water sources for the entire North Fork Valley.
And the whole agricultural community. Right. The whole culture of the North Fork Valley is really about the farmers, the organic farms, the vineyards, the orchards.
And so also Monday, November 5th is the deadline to comment.
Yes, yes. So if you, you know, and you don't have to be from the area to comment. That's one thing that I've been reiterating a lot on the video. So if people want to check out the video, they could go to my Facebook or my website. And in both of the comments of the places that the video lives, there's going to be a link to a protest form letter that you could submit, but you have to submit it by the 5th. And it's very specific. It addresses exactly the parcels, like by number, that we're requesting be removed from the auction.
And then the following day, November 6th, is the deadline to turn in ballots. It's a big week.
Yeah, it's a big week. Yeah, it's a big week.
A lot at play right now. A lot at play.
And yes, and just to complete that train of thought, you don't have to live in the area to protest. You are just a person who deeply values American public land, and you can live anywhere and submit.
Right. Gabrielle Luis, musician, artist, activist, and Naropa Sabine, also artist, activist. Thank you both for coming in and speaking to Katie and Kay. With your permission, we'll also put that video up on our website.
Oh, that'd be fabulous. Fabulous. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a small town. Sunday morning, you can hear them folks down at the cafe talking till the coffee cups rattle and the windows shake. We'll be right back. looking for